Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that he considers the controversy around the Education Ministry's Ladislav Batora resolved. The lower house has stripped two MPs, Public Affairs Vít Bárta and the independent MP Jaroslav Škárka, of their criminal immunity. And in a meeting with Czech diplomats, President Václav Klaus criticized the government's foreign policy concept. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Tuesday that he considers the controversy around Ladislav Batora, the head of human resources at the Education Ministry, resolved. He added that he had been assured by officials from the government coalition's top 09 party that they would attend a meeting of the cabinet scheduled for Wednesday. Previously, the party, which is led by Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, had refused to attend cabinet meetings until Mr. Batora was dismissed. Mr. Batora came under fire for his past links to an ultra-right party and for making insulting remarks about the foreign minister online, sparking a row within the governing coalition. Education Minister Josef Dobesch of the Public Affairs Party bowed to growing pressure for Mr. Batora's dismissal on Monday evening, saying that he would be transferred to a less prominent position. The Czech Lower House on Wednesday stripped MP Vít Bárta of the Public Affairs Party, as well as the independent MP Jaroslav Škárka, of their criminal immunity, enabling criminal investigation. Both are suspected of corruption but deny their guilt. They had called on the lower house to strip them of their immunity. The opposition has voiced concern that the government will influence the criminal prosecution of Mr. Bárta, the de facto leader of the junior government coalition party and former transport minister. This is the second time that the current lower house has voted on stripping a member of its criminal immunity. In late March, Parliament voted against this step in the case of the public affairs MP Stanislav Huml. In a meeting with Czech ambassadors from around the world at Prague Castle on Tuesday, President Václav Klaus criticized the government's foreign policy concept. Mr. Klaus, who received the Czech diplomats in town for a week-long meeting at Prague Castle, said that the government's concept lacked content, did not address key questions and problematic areas of foreign policy. On Monday, Czech ambassadors met with Prime Minister Petr Nečas as well as Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. In addressing the country's ambassadors, Mr. Nečas stressed the Czech Republic should support Europe's quest for fiscal discipline, take a prudent stance regarding the adoption of the euro, and forge stronger business links with potential partners outside Europe in view of the country's export-oriented economy. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The coming days are expected to be warm and sunny. Daytime highs will reach temperatures between 20 and 25 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.